由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你再次收听这个节目。
And those of you who have been listening to this program, you know that we are in the midst of a series entitled How God Works.
一路都在收听这个节目的朋友呢，都知道我们现在讲的这个的系列信息呢，是叫做上帝的方法，或者是神怎样去作工的。
We will continue our look at the life of Elijah.
我们呢，会是继续查考以利亚的生平。
Last time we learned that Elijah left a great victory and began what I call post-victory doldrums.
在上集节目呢，我们看见以利亚在一场伟大的胜利之后呢，就陷入所谓的胜利之后的忧郁症里面。
Elijah made his first mistake when he was fearful and took action by running away.
以利亚第一个的错误呢，就是他一惊的时候呢，就会逃跑了。
And he ran away without checking to see what the Lord wants him to do.
他在匆忙的逃跑里面呢，是没有去询问神的旨意究竟是什么的。
And we learned the first principle in the very last message, you remember.
还记不记得在上次的信息里面，我们讲过第一个的功课是什么？
And it is this.
那个功课呢，就是
Do not make a major decision without a word from the Lord.
在你做重大的决定的时候，你不能够没有神的话语去做指引。
Particularly after a great spiritual victory.
尤其呢，当你在一场的伟大的属灵胜利之后呢，更加要这样。
The second principle is this.
而第二个的原则呢，就是
Elijah left himself alone at a time when he least needed to be alone.
以利亚在最不应该离群独处的时候，他却是孤零零一个人。
He left his servant at Beersheba and went on for a day's journey.
他将他的仆人留在别士巴，然后呢，就独自行了一日的路程。
And there he sat under a tree.
他呢，坐在一棵树底下。
Put his head between his knees and said, God, kill me and kill me now.
他将他的头埋在两个膝头之间，就说了，神啊，现在就杀了我吧。
As I told you before, when you are down, you are lonely.
我讲过，当你是沮丧的时候呢，你会觉得很孤单的。
And when you are lonely, you are also down.
而当你孤单的时候呢，亦都会觉得很沮丧。
Some of you might say, well, wait a minute.
有些人可能说，啊，等阵先。
Didn't our Lord go away alone to be with the Father?
主耶稣不是都曾经离开人群，单独地去到天父的面前吗？
Yes.
是说得对的。
There are times when you must surely be alone with God in prayer.
有时你是一定要独自向神去祷告的。
This is vitally important.
这一点是非常重要的。
But this is not one of these times in the life of Elijah.
但是这个时候以利亚他并不是处于这样的情况。
In times when you move from great victory to sudden defeat, these are not the times to be alone.
当你由伟大的胜利突然之间跌到落去失败的低谷里面，就不应该单独一个人了。
Can you imagine with me?
让我们一起来想象一下。
If Elijah's servant was indeed the son of the widow of Zarephath,
如果以利亚的仆人真是撒勒法寡妇的仔，
Can you imagine what he would have said to Elijah?
你能不能够想象他会对以利亚讲些什么呢？
If he had been there and heard Elijah asking God to kill him, probably he would have said the following.
如果他在那里听见以利亚向神求死，他可能会说，
Oh no, Elijah, don't you remember what God did for us in Zarephath?
千祈唔好啊，以利亚，唔通你忘记咗神喺撒勒法嘅时候系点样对待我哋嘅咩？
He would have said to him, "Don't you remember the cruse of oil and the jar of flour?"
佢可能会话，唔通你忘记咗我哋嘅油瓶同埋我哋嘅面坛啦咩？
Don't you remember that I was dead and you stretched yourself over me and God brought me to life again?
唔通你忘记咗我曾经死去，你趴喺我身上去祈祷，神就让我从死里边复活啦咩？
No, Elijah.
千祈唔好咁样啊，以利亚。
There is hope in God.
要对神有盼望啊。
Don't you remember how you sent me out toward the sea 7 times to look for rain after 3.5 years of drought?
你仲记唔记得经过3年半嘅旱灾之后，你7次差派我向海观看，睇下系咪会落雨咩？
Remember all those times I kept going back and you never distrusted God?
千祈唔好忘记，我一次又一次咁样来回咁样跑，你都冇失去对神嘅信靠啊。
You have never doubted God.
你从来都冇怀疑过神噶。
God answered your prayer and rain came, Elijah.
以利亚，神答应你嘅祷告，降下雨水。
Have you forgotten the fire from heaven that licked everything in sight, including the water?
唔通你唔记得天火烧尽晒所有嘅祭物同埋沟里边嘅水咩
？No, God is still in the miracle business.
你千祈唔好忘记，神直至到而家仍然系喺度施行神迹噶。
You see, Elijah did not need to be alone at this point of his life.
你明唔明白啊？喺此时此刻，以利亚系唔应该孤零零一个人嘅。
And this is why each of you must belong to a church or to a group of people to minister to you.
所以你应该咧系归属于一间嘅教会，或者咧系一个属灵嘅团体，喺当中咧彼此服侍。
Some of you are trying to walk alone.
有啲人咧中意独来独往。
And alone is the last thing you should be doing right now.
但系喺呢一刻，并唔系单枪匹马嘅时候。
Some of you right now are trying to grit your teeth and clench your fist and say, "Well, I am one of the tough ones."
可能就喺呢个时候，有人咧咬牙切齿、磨拳擦掌咁话：我好坚强，我冇事嘅。
What you really need to do is to surrender your toughness and let God give you a Christian friend to walk with you.
请你咧唔好夹硬撑落去啦，你应该咧让神带领一位嘅基督徒朋友嚟去伴随住你。
And the third lesson is this.
第三个要学嘅功课咧就系
，When you are down, you lose perspective.
当你垂头丧气嘅时候咧，你失去咗洞察力。
When you are down, you lose objectivity.
当你垂头丧气嘅时候，你失去咗客观性。
And there's something very interesting here. I want you to notice.
请你咧留意呢度咧有好有趣嘅一点嘅。
It is in the chapter 19, verse 2.
是在《列王纪》上的19章第二节那里。
Elijah ran away from Jezebel because he did not want her to kill him.
以利亚因为怕耶洗别要杀他而去逃走。
And then he goes to God and says, God, kill me.
但是呢，他结果他是走到神那里，要神去杀他。
This is like double talk.
咁岂唔系一个自相矛盾嘅情况咩
？If Elijah wanted to die，
如果以利亚真系想死
，He couldn't have found a better killer than Jezebel。
咁耶洗别咧，肯定系最好嘅杀手啦。
She would have killed him with passion。
佢好想咧系杀咗以利亚嘅。
Why is this double talk？
点解会咁矛盾嘅咧？
Because when you are in the bosom of defeat, you lose touch with reality.
因为当你陷入失败嘅愁云惨雾里边咧，你就会脱离现实噶啦。
Look at what Elijah said.
你睇下以利亚佢点样讲。
I am not better than my ancestors.
我并不胜过我的列祖。
What does that mean?
这个说话究竟是什么意思呢？
I want to give you an explanation first.
让我呢先解释一下。
It's like this.
它的意思呢其实是这样的。
Nobody likes me.
没人喜欢我啊。
Everybody hates me.
人人都好憎我啊。
I'm going to eat some worms.
我做什么都没人理我的啦。
Everything looks futile to me.
所有的东西都是没意思的。
It's like a funny story that I heard not so long ago.
就好像我最近听过的一个的笑话。
A mother was trying to wake up her son one Sunday morning to wake up and go to church.
在一个星期日的早上，有个妈妈呢，就叫她儿子起身回教会。
She kept on trying to wake him up, saying, wake up.
她不断地大声喊话，起身啊，起身啊。
You need to go to church.
你应该回教会的了。
But he said to her, no, I'm not going to church today.
但是个儿子就说，今天我不回教会啊。
I'm going to sleep today.
我要睡觉啊。
Finally, he said to her,
最后呢，她就对妈妈说，
I'm not going to that church because people don't love me there.
我不回教会啊，因为那里的人都不喜欢我的。
And they hate me.
他们都很憎我的。
She said, no, they don't. You're just imagining that.
妈妈就说了，不要乱说啦，哪有这样的事呢？
He said, well, give me two good reasons why I should go to church this morning.
那个儿子就说了，好啊，你讲两个好的理由告诉我，为什么我今天一定要去回教会啊？
She said, number one.
妈妈就说了，第一点。
You are over 40 years of age.
你已经是超过40岁的人了。
Number two.
第二点就是。
You are the pastor of the church.
你是这间教会的牧师来的。
Well, when Elijah was discouraged,
当以利亚他灰心丧志的时候呢，
He began to think of the thousands of people who lived faithfully for Yahweh.
他想起千千万万忠于耶和华的人。
Many of whom died for Yahweh.
很多人呢甚至是为了耶和华而死的。
Those nameless people, those faceless people, throughout the generations, all the way back to Moses.
从摩西的时代开始，历世历代以来呢，有很多无名的忠诚的信徒。
And then he began to think of himself.
然后呢，他就想起自己了。
He said, I'm not better than they are.
他说，我比不上他们。
I want to die right now.
我现在就想死了。
Elijah did not know that he was going to wind up in this series of messages on how God works.
当时以利亚他并不知道，今日我们会在上帝的方法，或者是神如何作工这个系列信息里面，讲到他的事迹的。
He did not know that he would be mentioned in the book of James.
他也不知道新约的雅各书会提起他的。
He did not even know he would be in the scripture.
他甚至连自己会出现在圣经里面他都不知道。
So anytime you sit down and you start feeling sorry for yourself, remember Elijah.
所以当你开始觉得很沮丧在自怜的时候，你想一想以利亚吧。
There is something else at work here.
在这里呢，还有一个关键的。
Which is the fourth principle.
也就是呢，第四个原则。
Elijah was truly exhausted.
以利亚呢，已经是筋疲力尽了。
He was physically exhausted.
他呢，耗尽了他的体力。
He was emotionally exhausted.
耗尽了他的心力。
He was spiritually exhausted.
亦都耗尽晒佢喺属灵方面嘅能力。
And you can find that in chapter 19, verse 5.
你可以咧喺19章嘅第5节嗰度睇见。
It is really the bottom line of his depression and discouragement.
佢已经咧系陷入佢情绪嘅最低谷啦。
He fell asleep.
佢咧就瞓着咗觉。
It was a sleep of depression.
呢个咧系可以话系一个忧郁嘅睡眠。
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
有啲人咧系能够明白我讲紧乜嘢嘅。
It is that despondent, depleting type sleep.
呢个咧可以话系山穷水尽、好绝望嘅嗰个情况里边嘅一个昏睡。
It is the kind of sleep that when you wake up, you are more tired than when you went to sleep.
呢一种嘅睡眠咧，系当你瞓醒觉嘅时候咧，往往会觉得更加攰嘅。
Why was he physically exhausted?
点解佢会筋疲力尽嘅咧？
He had just ran 100 miles as fast as he could to get away from Jezebel.
佢为咗逃避耶洗别，系狂奔咗100里路嘅。
How was he emotionally and spiritually exhausted?
咁点解佢嘅心灵嘅力量亦都耗尽，亦都枯竭咧？
Nothing can emotionally and spiritually and psychologically exhaust you like spiritual warfare.
因为咧，冇嘢比属灵嘅征战更加能够消耗我哋嘅身心灵嘅力量噶啦。
When you have endured confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel,
当你咧系喺加密山上边竭力去对抗巴力嘅先知
，and then spend time imploring God to fulfill His promises，
然后又花咗唔少嘅时间去祈求神实现佢嘅应许。
And then confront this wicked witch, Jezebel.
跟住仲要去面对邪恶嘅耶洗别。
All of that is going to get you emotionally depleted.
呢一切咧都会大量消耗你嘅精神、你嘅体力嘅。
Now some people don't understand that ministry takes life out of people.
有啲朋友咧唔理解侍奉嘅工作系会消耗生命嘅。
But I want to tell you the best part.
但系我要话俾你听，从积极嘅角度去睇
，The greatest part about this episode is not Elijah's depression or discouragement or weakness or fear。
以利亚嘅忧郁、失望、软弱同埋惧怕，并唔系佢遭遇里边咧最显著嘅部分。
No，
绝对唔系嘅。
The greatest part of this story is how God restored him。
最重要、最值得注意嘅地方系神点样令到佢重新振作起嚟。
This series is about how God works。
我哋而家讲紧嘅呢个系列系叫做上帝嘅方法，又或者系神点样去作工。
How God deals with us。
神系点样去对待我哋嘅咧
？And this is it。
就系呢一点啦。
This is the nugget of all nuggets。
这个呢可以说是精华里面的精华来的。
What do you think the Bible said?
圣经是怎样讲的呢?
Did it say?
它是不是好像以下这样讲的呢?
And the Lord God yelled to Elijah and said to him,
耶和华就斥责以利亚说,
You are weak-willed, vacillating wimp.
你这个软弱、无能、无主见的懦夫。
I gave you an important assignment and you blew it.
我对你委以重任，你竟然系将件事搞祸咗。
No, 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 and a million no.
冇啊，绝对系冇咁样讲嘅。
How does God deal with a depressed, discouraged servant of His?
神系点样去对待佢嗰啲垂头丧气嘅仆人嘅咧
？This is very important.
呢一点咧系好重要嘅。
When Elijah was down,
当以利亚系情绪好低落嘅时候
，God matched his every need at every point.
神喺各方面供应佢嘅需要。
How?
神系点样做到嘅咧
？Because Elijah did not wait for a word from the Lord.
因为以利亚冇等候神话语嘅指示。
The Lord gave him a word.
神主动对佢讲说话。
Because Elijah refused to have human companion.
因为以利亚拒绝咧系有伙伴咧同佢同行。
God provided him with an angel for a companion.
神就差派天使去同佢做伴。
Because Elijah needed food and refreshment.
因为以利亚需要饮水同埋食物。
God provided him with some.
神亦都供应佢嘅需要。
God met him at every point of his needs.
神喺各方面都满足佢嘅需求。
When you are down, God doesn't say to you.
当你情绪好低落嘅时候，神唔会对你讲。
You are a miserable person. You have failed. You have let me down.
你呢个倒霉嘅人真系冇出息啊！你令我太过失望啦。
This is not our God.
我哋嘅神系唔会咁样嘅。
This is not how our God works with His faithful children when they get blindsided.
当神嘅儿女失败嘅时候，佢唔单止唔会咁样对待佢哋。
More than anything else, God knew that Elijah needed some rest and refreshment from the Lord.
佢反而更加关切佢哋嘅需要。神系好清楚以利亚需要休息同埋饮食嘅。
And the angel did not say.
而呢位天使亦都冇讲。
Elijah, get up and ponder the great doctrine of the sovereignty of God.
呢位天使冇话起身啊，以利亚，你应该思想神嘅伟大同埋主权嘅。
No.
冇啊，佢冇咁样讲。
Not at this time.
唔应该喺呢个时候讲嘅。
Why not?
点解呢？
At that point in his life, Elijah needed food and drink, not doctrine.
以利亚喺呢个时候最需要嘅系饮食，而唔系神学思想。
After he ate and drank, he went back to sleep.
当佢系食饱咗、饮够咗，佢就又再去瞓啦。
Because he was in desperate need of sleep.
因为咧，佢实在系太需要睡眠啦。
I remember one time I went for 3 straight nights without sleep at all.
我记得有一次咧，我系3日3夜都冇瞓觉嘅。
I was traveling overseas.
当时咧，我正系喺海外旅行。
And I went for 3 days and 3 nights without sleep.
一连3日3夜咧系冇瞓觉。
And then I collapsed.
结果咧我攰得好紧要，可以话咧系攰到冧咗啦。
I was so glad that my companions were taking me around because I did not know where I was.
我当时咧人地生疏，好彩有朋友带路。
They checked me into the hotel and I went to sleep.
佢哋咧就帮我咧系住入一间旅馆。咁我入到去咧，就即刻瞓低啦。
And then they woke me up when it was time to go.
然后咧，佢哋就叫醒我，继续上路。
And I went to the next place and I went to sleep.
到咗下一站，我又继续咧系瞓觉。
And that's exactly what Elijah needed at this point.
呢个时候嘅以利亚咧，亦都系正正需要睡眠嘅。
After he rested, the angel woke him up.Because now Elijah was ready to resume his ministry.
当佢休息完之后，天使就嚟叫醒佢，以利亚咧又可以咧系重新嘅恢复佢嘅工作啦。
God was ready to talk to him.
神咧亦都咧系准备好有说话系对佢讲啦。
God talked him through the earthquake.
神喺地震里边讲说话。
But he did not really speak to him.
但系其实并冇讲啲乜嘢。
He talked him through the fire.
神喺火焰对佢讲说话。
But he didn't really speak to him.
但系亦都咧冇对佢讲啲乜嘢。
He waited until he spoke to him in a gentle whisper.
最后咧，神以微小嘅声音咧系对以利亚讲说话嘅。
Let me conclude by saying this.
而家咧，我要去总结今日所讲嘅。
I really had great hesitation in working on this message.
其实咧，当我系去预备呢一篇嘅信息嘅时候咧，我系觉得好犹豫嘅。
And I had some fear.
亦都咧系有一啲嘅担心，有一啲嘅惧怕。
What fear, you may ask?
你可能会问我，你担心啲乜嘢呢？
What I'm saying to you is dangerous.
我担心自己所讲嘅咧，系会带嚟一啲嘅危机嘅。
I'm going to tell you why.
让我咧系话俾你听，点解会带嚟一啲危机啊？
It is dangerous because some slothful, lazy people are going to say.
带来的危机就是有些懒惰散漫的人可能会说
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
就是说这个正是我很想听的。
My fear, when I give you a message like this,
我担心我所讲的讯息是会产生一些的误导的。
The slothful and the lazy and those who are watching and doing nothing,will take it as an excuse.
我好担心嗰啲懒惰嘅、嗰啲散漫嘅，同埋嗰啲游手好闲、袖手旁观嘅人咧，就揾到一个嘅藉口啦。
On the other hand,
但系喺另一方面咧
，those who are exhausted and frazzled and hardworking,
嗰啲为咗神嘅缘故，好攰、好疲惫不堪、好努力、尽心竭力咁去作工嘅人咧。
Are going to take it seriously and work harder.
却是呢可以得到鼓励，可以更加呢认真，更加勤奋地去工作。
So I don't want you to mix yourselves up.
所以呢我请你不要误会我所讲的说话里面呢当中的意义。
This is a word from the Lord.
这一切呢都是神的话语。
To those who work hard.
对于那些勤奋侍奉的人来讲
，and never rest，
对于那些从来都不去休息的人来讲
，those who give sacrificially，
对于那些是很愿意去牺牲、很愿意去付出的人来讲
，and always ready to do whatever needs to be done，
对于那些看见有需要就去做事的人来讲
，and never rest。
对于那些从来都不肯停下来的人来讲
God wants you to take time for rest.
神要你拿些时间出来去休息。
But to those of you who are spectators and watchers,
但是对于那些很喜欢袖手旁观不肯做事的人来讲
And you only warm the pew when you get to church.
你去教会呢可能只是在这里、坐在个观众席那里做个旁观者。
There's another message for you.
咁我咧就有另一篇嘅信息咧，系要对你讲嘅。
Get on with serving the Lord.
就系话而家就开始去侍奉主啦。
Do something for God.
请你为主去做一啲嘢啦。
Don't make any excuses for not serving God.
请你唔好再帮自己咧揾藉口逃避侍奉啦。
I hope that this is going to be your decision today.
我盼望这个是你今日的抉择。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。